Thank you for calling Rothco Tree Service. To speak to our main office, please press 0.
Thank you for calling Rothco Tree Service. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is Angelica available?
That's me.
Oh, hi, Angelica. It's Jesse.
Oh, hi, Jesse. Yes, ma'am.
You sounded so different for a second. I thought maybe you guys had other people working there. But
oh, it's that time of day where I'm just off. No.
Yeah. Okay, there it is. There's that accent. I didn't hear the accent for a second, but now I hear it.
I'm here, Jesse.
Yeah. You definitely have that southern draw. Most of my family is from Virginia, yeah, definitely. So I got your text. Sorry I couldn't get back to you a little bit sooner. I was just on the line when you had texted. But so you guys want to move forward with the $199 package then?
Yeah, yes. They think it's good. I sold it to them, and he goes, man, they got you, huh? And I was like, well, it just makes sense to do it. I don't see why we wouldn't do it. So, yes.
Okay, wonderful. Awesome. So now for the – okay, so for the package, when I'm setting this up, now the is it going to be under your name? Will you be the one that kind of is handling all of this, or do you want to have them as, like, authorized users on the account or main people? How would you
absolutely
like to
do that? Absolutely. Yeah, okay. So Justin Roth and Matthew Roth, they'll be the, I mean, main one. Of course, I will be the one probably logging in the most and using it. So if we can all three be on there, that's great.
Okay. But for payment, the card will be under your name, right?
No. It'll be a business card, most likely under Justin Roth. He'll be the primary. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the card does his name on it. I just want to make sure for, you know, because we don't want any, like, complication, like, fraud thing. You know what I mean? We just want to make sure that it has the person who's using it's name on it, or if it's just a business name, then that's fine, too, as long as you're authorized to use it.
I'm 99% sure it says, I know it says Rothco Tree Service, and I'm 99% sure it's got his name on it. I don't have it in front of me, but I know it says Rothco Tree Service LLC, and then I think it says Justin Roth underneath it, because him and Matthew both have their own card.
Okay.
So I think one says his name, one has, you know. But, yeah, the card I'll be using is Justin's card. So, but it is a business card under Rothco Tree Service.
Okay. Let me check with my manager. The only thing that I think I might have to do for that is I can set up the account with you, set up the client interview, get the billing information, all of that, and then process payment. But most likely I might have to call him to do the voice verification and have him sign the invoice. Would that be okay?
That's perfect. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. But just while I'm checking with my manager, I mean, are you authorized to use the card?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
I know
twice.
You guys are married.
I don't
married.
Know what you mean.
Yeah.
Legally, if I go to the bank, no, I'm not on the account. I'm not a person on the account at the bank, if that's what you mean. I mean, he will give me permission, yes, but I understand if you need to talk to him, absolutely. Yeah, I can get him on the phone whenever. Actually, he's in an appointment right now, but...
Well, let's just go ahead and start setting it up. So what I'm going to do, Angelica, since we've been the ones talking and I'm assuming phone calls will be going to you and you'll be doing the client interview, I'll set you up as the main person on this account, and then I'll put them as authorized users. So if they ever call in and want information about anything, they'll always be able to get that. Okay?
Okay.
So now your first name, is it spelled A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A? I'm assuming that's not right, right?
Yes.
Is that
L-I-C-A.
Correct?
L-I-C-A. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Okay, and then...
L-I-C-A.
Do you have a middle initial?
L.
Okay. And what, so as your last name is Roscoe, right?
Well, my legal last name is Villa, V-I-L-L-A, but I go by Ross on my email. Does that matter? I don't know. My license is Villa. I never changed my name, but if you can put it to Ross to be uniform, that is perfect. That's what's on my email signatures.
Okay. Yeah, my sister, she never changed her last name either. Like, apparently it's kind of a hassle to do that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pain.
Yeah, that's, you know, and then you have to change everything with your banks and, you know, all of that other stuff. I get it. if only they just made all that stuff automatic, right? You get married, you want it one way, just make it automatic.
I think so.
So what's the best email for you then?
Yes, ma'am. It's trees at roscoetreeservice.com.
Okay. Perfect. And then is this always the best phone number to reach you on?
Yes. I do have a cell phone if you want a second phone number, but this is our business line, and it rings on my cell phone, so.
Okay.
It's all
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Either way, I do have an option for contact and then cell phone, so whichever one you want to be contacted on is totally fine.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll give you my cell phone number just because.
Okay. Okay, what is
okay.
that?
It's 254-356-6490.
Okay, perfect. And then, so the, and I'm sorry, the email you said it's trees, right, T-R-E-E-S, at roscoetreeservice.com? Okay.
Yes.
For some reason, that email is not working. Maybe I'm spelling something wrong. Hold on.
T-R-E-E-S at... Okay, I can spell it for you. Mila, put your panties back on. We're not going right now. Put your underwear back on. My child thinks we're going to the swimming pool right now. she's trying to get her swimsuit on. She's like, we're not going right now. She's fixing to be 3 in October.
Oh, okay. So she's a Scorpio, right? Or a Libra.
Oh, I don't even know.
Those, right?
I'm horrible okay. at the sign. I don't know.
Yeah, my nephew, he's a 4, so he's around that age. I get it. I personally don't have kids, but I love to be able to take them and give them back. You know, that's the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so it's Roscoe Tree Service, and it's not services, right? It's just service?
Just service, yeah, plural.
Okay.
I mean, singular, yeah, no S at the end.
Okay. I don't know why that's not coming up, but that's fine. So the best address for you, is it going to be the 119 April CV, right? Is that correct?
April Cove, uh-huh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Let me do this. One second.
No, that's not the address we want advertised, if that matters to. That's our home address, so anything you need to send. But we don't like that advertised for the business. That we have a PO box.
So, okay. So for, I mean, you guys already have a Google business profile, so that's completely fine. Anything listed online does not have to be shown. So we have the ability to hide anything that's listed online. But for Google itself, they don't actually allow PO boxes. So since you already have Google business profile, then it won't be a problem. We won't be listing this address anywhere online.
How do you even know that? I cannot log into my Google business account. I don't even know how to do that. But you're right.
Well,
we should have a profile already.
I mean, I saw you guys actually have a lot of reviews on your Google business profile. You have like 55 reviews, which is a lot better than a lot of people that I've seen. Most people tend to have like one or two maybe. So you definitely are doing well on your Google business profile. Yeah, and so it's if for login information though, that's completely fine. It might just take, you know, about a week for us to be able to get that login information, because sometimes when you get somebody else on your Google Business Profile as a manager, Google will have like this 7-day wait period that they just don't want anything done, just to make sure everything is okay. You know, so it might just take about a week to get login credentials for that, but we will be able to get that from Google directly. So that won't be a problem. Okay, so Angelica, now I'm just going to go ahead and get some basic information about the company. So what are your hours of operation?
Okay, so 8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And do you do weekends by appointment or just off weekends completely?
Yeah, we don't do weekends.
Okay. And then do you, what forms of payment do you take? Cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo?
Cash, card, check. We don't do Cash App or Venmo.
And then, so you already have a business line though, right? You're fine with this business line you have?
What do you mean business line? The phone number?
Okay. Yeah, so mainly I'm just asking is because what we have something called a call tracking number. It's basically a number that's listed online that's not your phone number, that's directed to your personal line, but it sounds like that's something you already have, right?
Yes, that's what we have now. Yes, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the one benefit with doing that with us is it actually comes with an app that all the calls, you can kind of track all your phone calls through that app. But if you already have that, I'm pretty sure you're okay with that number then, right?
Yeah, that's what we have. It's an app on my phone, and I can see every, yes, it's, yes.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what we have. We may want to switch to at a later day, but yeah, for now, that's good. We're good.
Okay, perfect. No problem. And then do you know or do you have a Facebook business profile or do you want us to create you one?
Yes, we do have Facebook already, our Rothko Tree Service page, yes.
Okay. And then, so we're putting your husband and your husband's brother as authorized users. And I'm sorry, what did you say their first names were again?
Yes, Justin is the first one, Roth, R-O-T-H.
Okay.
And then there's Matthew Roth, M-A-T-T-A-T-W.
Okay, perfect. And then, all right. So for the services that you provide, they'll ask you more extensive information in your client interview. But do you do, like, stump grinding, just, like, 5 maybe keywords to start? You know, obviously, tree removal,
yes, so tree
right?
Removal, yes. Tree removals, tree pruning, stump grinding. Let me just, and then we do haul debris, maybe, and then, I'm looking at my website. Tree pruning, tree trimming, haul debris, stump grinding removal. And then we do treatments and fertilization. That's kind of our new thing. Not new thing, but not as popular as the other services.
Okay. So is that just kind of like upkeeping them, basically?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Or if your tree, you know, if you want to save your tree, we do like herbicide, insecticide, fungicide, treatments on trees.
Okay. That's really cool. I mean, I really love trees, so I think it's awesome.
Yay! We can save your tree. We'll save your tree.
Yeah, my childhood home, actually, there was a big, huge tree right in front of it, and I have a friend that lives right next to that house, actually, and I just went there recently, and they had removed the tree. I was really sad.
Aww.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was such a cool tree. I know, though, that sometimes trees can cause problems with plumbing, though, right? Can't they? Like, with your piping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, the roots can, absolutely. Cave driveways, cave homes. I mean, it can be... Oh, bio barriers is something we do. Root barriers. Root bio barriers is something we do.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and schedule you for your client interview.
Okay.
Now, let's see what I have available. So it's pretty open tomorrow. What are you more available in, kind of the mid-mornings, evenings?
Yeah. Honestly, tomorrow I have a doctor's appointment. Let me think. Tomorrow's actually not good. Friday afternoon is ideal. Next Tuesday. Tuesday I'm open completely.
Yeah, Friday would be fine.
Okay.
How about
after
from 1 to
Friday,
2?
Between 2 and 5.
Oh. 2 and 5. Okay, so let's see. I have 3 to 4. Would that be okay?
Perfect. Yes.
Okay.
And someone
so the
will
phone
just
call
will
not,
us.
Yes, so the phone call will not take an hour, Angelica. It just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. But they will be calling you from the 877 number, the one that you've been texting. So that 877 number, I always just suggest that it's just best to save that in your phone so that you have it.
Okay.
So let's see here.
Now, if I can have Matthew and Justin on the interview, I'm going to do that just because they they are the people. I've been working for them for 2 years, but they've been doing this forever. So if they can be on the call 100%, I'm going to let them know Friday between 3 and 4. So,
okay. And if anything, too, the person that will be doing – that a client interview with you can always, you can always do like a, you know, 3 or 4 way call if you need to. So.
Yeah, that's what I'll say. He might have all of us on the line just so we're all on the same page, but, perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Client interview.
So.
Local slash.
So is the card name, is it going to be under, Justin's name or Matthew's?
It's Justin.
Okay. Okay. And for the billing address, it is the 119 April, Montgomery, Texas, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And is that card number, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay. It's 4246315324.
Oh, wait. Okay. You kind of cut out. Sorry.
Okay.
You kind of cut out a little bit. So I got 4246 39. Okay.
313153. 2480.
Okay.
5348.
Okay. Let me just repeat this to you. I think I have too many numbers. So it's 4246 3931. Is that correct? So far?
No. The 39 cut it out.
Okay.
So it's 4246 3153.
Okay. 248-0-5348, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. And then the expiration?
It's 12 of 22.
Okay. And then the three-digit code on the back.
383.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to update and process the payment for the $199 with the $99 setup fee. So it will be coming onto the card for the $298. Okay.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and do that. Now, you're going to automatically get a few text messages. Now, what I'm going to need to do is have them forwarded to him. And do you know if he's available to talk right now, Justin? Or is he, like, in the middle of a job?
He might be. I can definitely try to call him.
Okay.
Well, he has an appointment that he went into about 20 minutes ago, so I don't know. He could be done. He could not be done. We can always try.
Okay. So the text messages, they should – let me see if they came. Hold on. I might have to send them. So – this, let me know if you've got it right now. It should say Justin. Okay, it actually has your name on it. Let me go ahead and change that. One second. I might just have to put his
name. I did get it, but yeah, I see how it has my name on it.
Here, I'm going to change that since the card is in his name, and then I'll just put you back on here. So, okay, so I'll resend this to you. So basically all I'm going to need from him, I'm just going to have to read him a voice verification. Basically it's just to outline the service agreement. Maybe if we could just do a three-way with all of us on the call so you can hear it too, since you're setting this up with me, that might be better.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, let me call them, okay? Let's see. Okay, yes, I will, right now, let me call Justin first, okay?
Okay. I'll just hold.
Okay,
that's
fine. One second. Okay, Justin is not answering, so he might be still in his appointment, and then he does have another one after that today. So
okay.
I can call Matthew. I don't know, is that good to have him? Or?
It's mostly just for the whoever is on the card. So hold on, let me just double check with my manager. Typically, we don't do this just because of, you know, okay, let me tell you a story. So one time there was this this guy who was using a card, right? And he said that he was on his mother's account, okay? And then his mom ended up calling in and, you know, trying to, you know, threaten us because she was claiming that there was fraud on her account because somebody else had used her card. So it's just like situations like that. And I know that wouldn't happen with you. Like, I absolutely know that wouldn't happen. Obviously, you're his wife and all of that, which is why I don't have a problem with it. I just, you know, want to make sure that everything is done correctly. Does that kind of make sense? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can also maybe call Matthew and use his card. I don't know. I mean, he might even have questions for you. I mean, they both have credit cards, so it's not – not, I mean, we can, is it too late to use his card and call him? He might be available faster. It's the only...
Okay, well, here, let me just check with my my boss 1 second. Okay. Let me just see what he said. I'm sure it's crazy hot there today, though, huh? That's probably why your daughter wants to go to the pool so bad.
So hot.
Yeah, it's hot here. I mean, it's 95 here, so I can only imagine how hot it is in Texas right now. it must be over 100 there, right?
It's, you know, it's been raining this week, so it's just so humid. It's like you can't breathe when you walk outside. Aside from the heat, it's just takes your, you just can't breathe. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, I used to live in Dallas.
No, wait, sorry.
88? Okay, well, that's not bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's 91. 91 here, but it feels like 103 is what it says. And it's just humid and just... Oh, miserable. Especially being 7 months pregnant. I'm in hell.
Oh, you're 7 months pregnant.
Go...
Oh. Yeah.
Yes,
how many kids do you already
I'm
have?
Pregnant.
Just.
We have two. Have... One on the way.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, well, congratulations.
Two,
do you know what you're
two.
Having? A boy or a girl?
It's a boy, yes.
Oh.
Boy. I have oh. We're so happy to be having a boy.
You know, it's actually, I feel like boys are, girls aren't even made these days. Like, I swear to you, every single person I know has a boy. I mean, everybody. I hardly ever hear of people having girls anymore. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, how funny. Well, that's good to know, because I only hear of girls.
Oh.
If you
I don't know.
A boy, it's like gold around.
Maybe maybe it's just a West Coast thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, he said he is going into another appointment right now, so he's just overwhelmed at the moment.
Okay.
So we can either have Matthew do it, or, I mean, we can settle it tomorrow. He'll be here tomorrow afternoon. He's got two morning appointments, and then he's home. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to rush. Tomorrow works for me, so.
So, actually, I did just check
if that works for you.
Well, so I did just check with my manager, and, he said that's okay.
I'm sorry.
So,
she's hungry.
Okay. No, it's fine. So I'll just make this real quick. I know you have a lot going on. I'll just do this with you really quick. So Angelica, just basically, it's Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Roscoe Tree Service.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Angelica Ross, Title Office Manager.
Okay, and you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you were authorized to use the card for the company, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, Angelica, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So just to clarify what this means, we will never, ever call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know you're working with us already. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
Okay. So, and in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Repeat that. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. Just as long as you're, well, so basically what this means is as long as you're with us, if you decide to do anything else online, which you won't need to, just simply let us know. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of August 31st, 2022, and the non-refundable amount of $298. This is the $199 with the $99 setup fee. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 31st and the amount of $199. Now, Angelica, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, and their number is their phone number one that is provided? I haven't really looked at the thing you sent me, but I mean, their phone number will be provided up front, just in case. Okay.
Absolutely. So I'm going to send you all that. Just the last thing that I need is for that invoice that I sent you. If you could just put me on speakerphone and then open that up where it says, Angelica, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Did you see that?
Okay, let me look. I did see it. Let me just open it.
Sure. Take your time.
Local Splash. Okay. Oh, you know what? It went to my cell phone. Okay. Okay. Yes, I see it.
Okay. So do me a favor and open up that link that says My Local Splash Terms, and then it has your phone number.
Okay.
Okay, so this is everything that we discussed in writing. Now, do me a favor and go scroll to the bottom of that. Take your time. Look it over as long as you need. When you're done looking it over, scroll to the bottom. Just press the little white box that certified that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. And in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature.
Looking it over. Mommy.
Hang on, buddy.
Oh.
I know she wants to go so far.
If you have any questions too, you can always let me know. Well, and everything will also be emailed to you as well, just so you know.
Okay, so where am I supposed to sign? I'm so nervous signing this. Why do I feel this way? Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Does it actually have his name on it? In the signature?
This?
I might have to change that.
Where to sign.
It's an orange box at the bottom. You see that?
Where it says about? Oh, confirmed signature. It does say his name.
Okay, I'm going to change that and resend it to you so that it has your name on it. Just so everything is all right here. Okay, hold on one second. Sorry about that.
It's okay. And, you know, he did ask me that. He did tell me to call Matthew right now because he's just not one to pull the trigger on things super quickly. So are you okay if we call Matthew and that way he can just ask questions or, you know?
Yeah.
While I have you.
Of course. Absolutely. So that is totally fine. But, I mean, you know, I did already run payment, though, right? that I did already do. So I already processed the payment for this. So just, but I absolutely don't mind answering any questions at all. And if you want, whatever you'd like, do you want to do a three-way or?
Yeah, let me just get him on the line so and just see if he even wants to take a phone call. He might not want to either. So.
Okay.
These boys,
okay.
Let me just call him. Okay, thank
sure.
you.
Mm-hmm.